I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Dan Orlovsky was a quarterback at the University of Connecticut, and then for quite a while in the NFL, mainly a backup. Pretty good analyst on TV. He's the guy that wasn't getting any scholarship offers from Division I teams. And so he knew the head coach of Connecticut was coming to watch him work out. And he moved the pylon marking the end of the 40-yard dash to about 37 yards and then had a real nice time. And that was the only offer he got.
Okay.
And it worked out. He ended up being a very good quarterback there and made it to the NFL.
All right. Well, nobody so there caught you go.
Them. Right? He did it before anybody got there. Just.
That's so crazy. A little kick. That's still absurd.
So did he tell everyone? Like, that's how everyone knows about it?
Like, yeah, but not till
years later.
Way later. Right, yeah. So he was on with Pat McAfee on his show. And he was doing his appearance from his home. And it got a little personal, but not so much about him.
I don't know. They're saying this. Somebody just fell in your toilet, shut your toilet, blew up your toilet. Something just happened.
No, my wife upstairs just, I think, shutting the dryer.
Something. Oh, nice.
She didn't poop. Hey, Tara, good luck up there.
Woo! Her name's Tiffany, but.
Yeah.
Big T, though. You call it Tara for short.
Yeah, absolutely.
My wife won't poop when I'm in the house. But if I'm in the house, my wife will not go to the bathroom.
The whole house?
Yeah.
So, are you talking about me pooping? Damn. But she won't go in the whole house?
The whole house. Wow. And you know that they don't live in a 1,100 square foot ranch.
No, I mean, it's probably pretty big.
Yeah.
It's poop. Hey, please tell Mrs. Orlovsky I'm a big fan. I apologize for calling her the wrong name. And also,
yo, babe, Pat called you Tara.
That's not true. That's not true. I mean, my mouth said that. My brain was thinking Mrs. Orlovsky. So, tell her I apologize. I'm a massive fan. Hold on. My wife's going to be pissed I did that too. She's a massive fan of your wife, obviously, in this whole thing. But the whole house? Is there like an outhouse out there? I mean, what happens? Jeez. Is that why you're at ESPN?
Yeah.
That's why it's at ESPN 13 hours a day. Okay. It makes sense now. Got to get all the poops out before Dano gets back. Mm-hmm. I love your guys' relationship. I love everything about it. It's a fantastic thing.
It's a little different than, Kelly, you talking about Ross coming in and red flagging the bathroom while you're in the shower all the time.
Yeah. It doesn't happen all the time. I wish. No, there's some mornings where he's like, knocking on the door. He's like, I'm so sorry. I got to poop right now. And he only has one bathroom at his house. So, yeah, makes for some steamy showers.
I'd be like, sorry, babe. Go grab a coffee can.
Yeah, you've pooped outside before.
Yeah. I know time to mountain man it, pal.
I bet he has more than he has inside.
Probably.
Now, Kelly, was that something you did? Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to try not to go in front of somebody new that I'm dating for a little while. Like, you'd leave the house or anything like that?
I mean, when you're dating somebody casually at first, you know, you're still getting to know them. I'm not going to, like, fart around them or drop a dump in their house.
Yeah.
But if we've been dating for a couple months, yeah, I've definitely already farted around you and I've definitely pooped at your house.
Yeah. Steve, did you try to keep that a mystery for it? Really?
Still do. Like, there are those, you see couples who say like, oh yeah, the, like Ross coming in and pooping in the bathroom while you're in there.
Yeah. Showering.
Is a whole world that I do not know about.
Mm-hmm.
That is something I will never
know. Would never do that if
nope
the other bathroom was busted or whatever and that was in there showering.
No.
What that if she banged down the door while you're in the shower, Steve, and she said, Steven, I gotta go. What
if
would
you have
do?
To, yeah, I mean, if you have to. But
would you stay in there or would you get out of the shower and go stand wet in the other room?
I might say, give me 4 seconds, I'm done. But, mm-hmm. yeah, that is just a world I don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care to know about it.
Do you have a no pooping rule when the boys are around, when your boy is around?
I'm kind of like Steve. I'm not going to say, no, you can't, but I also would rather not.
Separation of church and state.
Like, Boris has come in when I'm in the shower and just peed before. But
in the shower?
Not in the shower. No. I did wait,
not
though.
In the sink.
The first time I ever went on vacation with his family, like, the room we were staying in shared the wall with the bathroom. And so I waited 4 days to poop until I could do it in a Goodwill bathroom.
4 days?
Oh, my God. Oh, in a Goodwill bathroom?
Wow. Holy moly.
Oh, man, insult to injury. Like, oh, man, here's some more leftovers for
you. I always used the lobby toilet in that case when you were.
Well, we're staying in a condo. So
oh, yeah, that's not going to that's not gonna work at all.
Different kind of donation.
Mm.
My God.
Hobbings, do you have a rule?
Yeah, I have never, ever, ever been in the same bathroom with anyone I've ever dated or been married to while they were going to the bathroom. Never.
What about the other way around?
No, we've never been in the bathroom at the same time when somebody was like producing excrement.
How did you get a blumpkin then?
I never have. Never have. Oh, in fact,
I thought Hopkins was always like, man, I got another blumpkin yesterday.
In fact, I referenced a coffee can, and that's because that happened to me one time. It was literally the first time when my ex and I were first dating. It was the first time she came to visit and stayed with me. And I had one bathroom at the time. And she was in the shower. The door was locked. And I'm like, I'm already a shy when it comes to that anyway. But I'm like, I can't knock on the door and go, let me in. I got to poop. So I went into my base. I had an empty coffee can that I would put like screws in. And I had that panic moment. Like, what do I do? You know, like a cartoon character. And I go, so I went down into the laundry room and I put it on the ground. I go, well, it was the most embarrassing thing that no one ever knew about.
What'd you do with that coffee can?
I put the lid on it and put it in the trash can out in the garage.
I thought you were going to put the lid on it and put it back in the cupboard.
What'd you do with the screws?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gross.
Yep. The screws stayed in there?
There were only a couple in there. Yeah, there were only a couple in there.
Can you imagine
so
if
I
the garbage?
And I put the lid on. It was a screw top lid.
Oh, archaeologists are going to find those screws like
screws and poop
from now.
Or even if the trash man, like it happened to smash open when he threw it in there, he's like, oh my God, I got to call a doctor for this guy. He's eating screws.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of peanuts in there.
No wonder he had to go chock full of nuts. Whoa.
This text, I stand there and watch my boyfriend go number two just because it annoys him. That would drive me crazy. No. Get out of here. Get.
I'd
bring a water bottle and like spray you.
I would honestly break up with you. I would break up with you.
You would break up with a person if they walked in on it while you were pooping?
If they're just looking at you going, hey, this
Absolutely.
Annoys you, doesn't it?
I wouldn't care for that, but I was just thinking that, you know.
I mean, if they just walked in and they were like, oh man, I'm sorry, you know. Because I would expect the person that I'm with would go, that's an embarrassment to him. I would rather not embarrass him on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ross will just like, he'll knock on the door. Actually, I mistaken his son for him the other day because he'll knock on the door and be like, hey, babe. And I'll be in there doing my business and he'll open the door. And as long as like he turns when I'm wiping, I don't really care. That's my rule. But the other day it was his son knocking on the door and I was like, give me a second. And I was just being funny.
Yeah.
And then I opened the door and it was his son. I was like, oh my God, I wouldn't have been so sassy if I would have known it was you. Your dad just likes to walk in when I'm doing my business.
Thank God your pants weren't down and your fist wrapped with toilet paper like you were the mummy.
Yeah.
That'd have been embarrassing. Hey, dude. Hey, just about to light a torch. No, everything's fine.
You want some of this? Oh.
Yeah. I really don't care. It's like, if I'm wiping turn, but I don't. Yeah. If you got to go ahead.
No, leave me alone, man. I close the door. I put the fan on. I put the heater on. Like, I want all sound drowned out.
I put a movie on for my gal.
I want to pretend like I am isolated and on another planet. I don't want anyone to hear me. I don't want to hear anyone else. I need solid.
I don't hear any Catholic shame talking at all.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No. Mm. To be fair, though, the week that Ross and I met, we joke about this because I had a sinus infection. And then I caught a stomach bug from one of y'all's kids. And so I went from a sinus infection and just like draining from my face to sleeping on the bathroom floor all within 24 to 48 hours.
Wow.
And so I think that whole like, oh, you can't see me in these gross moments was just totally gone.
Yeah, you guys knocked the berries off the bush pretty quick on that one. This text, first wife always wanted me to sit on the tub and talk to her while she was going number two. It helped her go, she said. Well, sorry. Wow. Better eat some bran flakes.
Boy, that's so weird.
Not doing it.
Yeah, slurp a little coffee and going alone, will you?
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.